All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was watching cinema on this afternoon, and these were her words, some of her words. She could not support any changes to the filibuster. And then this came out of the other side of her mouth. I guess this is what they call talking out of both sides of your mouth, yeah. Both sides of your neck. While I continue to support these voting rights bills. What? What? I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country, said Sinema, a first-term Democrat from Arizona. We must address the disease itself, the disease of division, to protect our democracy, and it cannot be achieved by one party alone.
Mwah, the chef kiss. That is just perfect Republican propaganda. Ooh, to hear it laid out like that.
It cannot be achieved solely by the federal government. The response requires something greater and, yes, more difficult than what the Senate is discussing today. My God.
I mean, really, guys. Ooh, man.
Who do we have? Who's up?
Yeah, man, let's share. Let's share in the despair here. First up, we got Lou from Cudahy.
Hey, Lou, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. Let me ask you, do you realize what has just happened with now Kristen Sinema and the fact that she's made it clear she's not going to give her vote to that? Now, on the other hand, Joe Manchin has said he would be willing to look at things differently.
To talk about it, sure.
Yeah, so, you know, but Kristen Sinema just put the death knell in there. You say what, sir?
I said that Kristen Sinema stood up to a bully and a thug, this Nancy Pelosi, my goodness. And this voting in the park, Democracy in the Park in Madison, Wisconsin, one, it was illegal. Two, it's a cheating scam. And ballot harvesting, that's a cheating scam, too.
Oh, we got all the hits, all the big ones here.
So, go ahead, get it off your chest.
The Democrats are okay with cheating in elections. That's what you're telling the nation.
So let me say this.
There's a lot to unpack.
Let me say this to you. And I'm glad, unlike conservative stations, we allow you to get it off your chest.
That's right.
And you get a chance to talk, you know, without somebody denying you access. You guys can talk about Democrats all you want to, but people on the right don't even allow opposing views.
It's what they call a walled garden.
Yeah, so let me say this to you. Because if you want to talk about things that aren't right, Sinema speech comes at an extremely perilous moment for U.S. democracy. Republican lawmakers in 19 states, including this one, have enacted 34 new laws to basically deny access to voting for many in this city, in this country, and in this state. And why? Because Donald Trump, a carpetbagger and a thief, told lies because he lost an election. It's been proven that he lost the election and that there has not been proof even up and through the Supreme Court that the election was not stolen. But people like you who will deny what a Republican-controlled Supreme Court has said it doesn't exist. And many in the conservative party, Congress and Senate, said untrue. But yet you and others like you continue to push the narrative that, they cheated us. They cheated Donald Trump. And you can't prove it.
It's their namesake, Earl. GOP, gaslight, obstruct.
Is he still on the
project
line?
Yeah, you got a rebuttal there, Lou?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I do. Can I talk now?
Hey, no, listen, let me say this to you. I just got through telling you that on conservative talk radio, they don't allow differing views. And I'm giving you an opportunity, and you are so arrogant that I could just cut you off like they do on the other stations, and you come back with, well, can I talk now?
Come on.
Number
man.
One, it's my show, and you called this show. And so it's that kind of arrogance that I'm talking about. But unlike conservative talk radio, you got a shot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. You want to talk over me, so I can hang up.
I'm going to talk over you all the time. It's my show. When you get right. your show, then you can talk over me. So go ahead.
So you don't like hearing somebody that's actually got pushback and who stands up.
Listen, man. Your pushback.
These guys throw at us.
Yeah, that's correct. It's the Earl Ingram show. And your pushback, I can hear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on all the conservative-controlled media.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You guys have proven that you're okay with corruption, with vote cheating, because they're all cheating scams, and it's outrageous. But you people who don't have any moral absolutes, it's okay for you to do that as long as you get your way.
What are you talking about?
No matter what it takes.
I'm really curious here. This is interesting.
Well, what he's talking about is he's had a lobotomy, and so the Republicans who put their brains in the heads of guys like this, they don't need to understand anything other than what they've been told. Thank you for the call. Who do we have up next, man?
Right before break here, we've got Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, how you doing, man? I'm sorry if I lost my composure.
If you have a lobotomy, you would have to have a brain. If you're a signal cell amoeba like your last caller, you don't have a brain. This is the absurdity of these people. This afternoon, I heard about, I'm going to try and tie this in real quick, this idiot from Wisconsin, from northern Wisconsin, who says, oh, you can't see the virus, so therefore, you know, how are we going to do anything about it? And he kept saying, you can't see it. And here's the hypocrisy of these people. I tied it in earlier today with the guys. In my opinion, I did anyway. Let's see if it works for you. They said, oh, well, you know, a microscope gives you the ability to see things the human eye can't see. And in his world, the radio wave can't be seen, so I don't even hear you. I told those guys earlier. But now, last but not least, he believes in what you see, you believe. I bet you the same guy would look at the January 6th film and go, oh, I didn't see that.
They're just, yeah.
I didn't
hey, Dick,
see
man,
it.
We got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. We'll continue the conversation on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.